Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
As I'm sure you're aware, Facebook is a regular font of knowledge. If you want to find out what's happening in the world accurately or get good advice, trust the strangers on Facebook because they know what they're talking about. Actually, Mark sent me a note this morning and said, Steve, what do you think about this? And he pointed out a screen grab of a discussion that was being held in a group that he apparently had visited. And the poster says, and I'm not even sure what the context of this is, but he's talking about traffic lights, red lights. What does it mean when you come to a red light in traffic? And the poster says, just an FYI for all. The red light law states that you must come to a complete stop at a red light, but it doesn't say you have to wait there forever waiting. Once you come to a complete stop, you may proceed when the intersection is clear, unless there's a regulatory sign stating otherwise, such as left on green arrow only and no turn on red, etc., etc. And so the guy's basically saying that a red light is really nothing more than a stop sign. Come to a stop and then proceed. And of course, that's not true. That's not true. And I immediately wrote back to Mark and said, nonsense. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, this is the kind of thing I've got to do a video about. I've got to. Because here's the thing. A lot of people will see this and go, oh, I never thought about that before. But yeah, it's a red light. I stopped. Maybe I can go then. And apparently this is in a discussion group about Alabama. So the implication is that this might only apply to Alabama. But the red light law states you must come to a complete stop. It doesn't say you have to sit there forever waiting. Now, it does not say you have to sit there forever waiting, but he's getting at the follow-up, which he says, once you come to a complete stop, you may proceed when the intersection is clear. Now, here's the thing, and this is an extremely important lesson for everyone. When someone tells you that the law says something, don't just go, oh, okay. And in fact, you can double-check my work. I'm a lawyer, state of Michigan, practicing law for 30 years, licensed to practice here, okay? I've defended people on traffic tickets, and I know how to read the law, and so I can tell you what the law is in Michigan, but if you don't believe me, you can double-check my work the same way you can check this man's statement. So what I did in first reading this was ask myself, well, what does the red light law actually say? So the first thing I looked up was Michigan, because that's what I'm most familiar with. So here's the deal. In Michigan, we have the Motor Vehicle Code. The Motor Vehicle Code is Section 257 of the Michigan Compiled Laws of the MCLs, which are the blue books behind me. And at 257.612, it says traffic control signals, and it talks about what happens when traffic is controlled by traffic control signals. It actually defines what signals they can have, and it talks about a green indication, a yellow indication, or a red indication. So the red light we're referring to in this post, I believe on Facebook, is the same red light that's indicating a steady red indication. And here's what applies, and this is Michigan. So if the signal exhibits a steady red indication, the following applies. Vehicular traffic facing a steady red signal alone shall stop before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection or at a limit line when marked, or if there's no crosswalk or limit line before entering the intersection, and shall remain standing until a green indication is shown. You shall remain standing until a green indication is shown. Now, in fairness, it does not say you have to wait there forever. But once you come to a complete stop, you may proceed. No, no, no. It says specifically, you shall remain standing until a green indication is shown. Red light, stop. Green light, go. MCL 257.612. That's it. So now, I know some of you are saying, Steve, that's Michigan. Michigan's got different laws. It's 50 states in America. And Alabama might have their own laws. Can you imagine that? A state having its own laws? Of course they do. So what you do is you type in red light law, Alabama. Guess what pops up? And by the way, the search I'm describing to you literally took less than 60 seconds for Michigan, less than 60 seconds for Alabama. So what you do when someone asks you or tells you about some wacky interpretation of the law, just do what I did. Search it. 60 seconds. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some people say, Steve, I'm a busy man or a busy woman. I haven't got time to look up everything. Okay, but my point is that before you repost something or tell other people that this is the case, then you should look it up. But if you simply read it and said, I don't think that's true, that's fine. You can disregard it because obviously this is stupid. Once you come to a complete stop, you may proceed when the intersection is clear. Oh, wait, that's Alabama. Maybe Alabama's different, right? No, I got the Alabama code, Title 32, Motor Vehicles and Traffic, Section 32-5A-32. And it talks about whenever traffic is controlled by traffic control signals exhibiting different colored lights. And it talks specifically about the colors of the lights, which are green, red, and yellow. It also talks about special pedestrian signals that say walk and don't walk through words or symbols. And then it says what you do at a green indication, what you do at a steady yellow indication, and what you do at a steady red indication. The steady red indication, of course, is the red light law. I believe that's being described here in Alabama. Steady red indication, vehicular traffic facing a steady red circular signal alone shall stop at a clearly marked stop line, but if none, before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection, or if none, then before entering the intersection, and shall remain standing until an indication to proceed is shown, except as provided in subdivision 3B, which talks about something else altogether. And it also talks about right turns on red, because you can make a right turn on red through the red light, but you cannot proceed straight through the red light. So the indication to proceed is the green light, which gets you back to the green indication at 32-5A-32-1, which is vehicular traffic facing a circular green signal may proceed straight through or turn right or left unless a sign at such place prohibits either such turn. So there you have it. So that's the Alabama law, Alabama Code Title 32, Motor Vehicles and Traffic, Section 32-5A-32-3. And in Michigan, like I said, MCL 257-612, and it talks about the steady red signal at 612-1-C-I, lowercase. So there you go. When you come to a red light, stop. If you are traveling straight or turning left, you must stay stopped until the light turns green. If you are making a right turn on red, you may be allowed to do that after coming to complete stop. But proceeding straight, this is not true that you may proceed when the intersection is clear. You cannot do that. So what prompts someone to write something like this and put it on the internet? I don't know. It might be they're trying to be funny. It might be that they actually believe that to be true. Or it might just be they're trying to cause trouble. I don't know. But the point is that the law is quite clear that you stop at a red light and you go on a green light. That's it. So when someone posts something on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, otherwise, that runs contrary to what you were taught as a child many years ago, or if you're my age, many, many years ago, ask yourself, I wonder if that's true. And if you care enough to repeat it or repost it, before you do that, look it up, Google it. It will take you 45 seconds out of your life because you got to find it and read it. And you realize, oh, this is nonsense. And so getting back to the original response that I had from Mark when he sent this to me, I said, that's nonsense. And then about a half hour later, I said, oh, and I'm doing a video today. Thank you. So the real upshot here is I know that most of you are saying, Steve, we all knew this. Well, yes, but there's many things that you know that people will post on Facebook and otherwise and say what you believe to be true is wrong and therefore you should just live your lives accordingly. And before you believe it, you should look it up. So there you go. Mark, thanks for sending it. But yeah, stop at the red light. You don't have to wait there forever, but you do have to wait for the light to turn green before you proceed straight or turn left. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I've told my suitcases there will be no holiday this year, so now I'm dealing with the emotional baggage.